and aloha, offering you the gift of presence and breath this morning, divine ones, welcoming you in to my magical space here in the rainforest on the big island of Hawaii, and welcome. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, welcoming you to my lava rock rainforest garden, where my kitties are having just a play, it looks like, as I can barely see them as we are sitting at that magical moment between the dark and the light, and the light just gently, gently kissing the sky, just the faintest glow of the sun through the clouds this morning. It is at this moment overcast, but it generally is in the morning, and then something magical happens when the sun hits high in the sky and it melts the mists away. Truly a magical space this, as I was driving from the south end of the island back towards home. As you rise in elevation, the mists swallow the land and the road, and it's just so Avalon-esque coming out of the mists. I don't know if you heard that. One of the kitties is just, they're just out having a play. So welcoming you to this space. Clearly, clearly, dear hearts, we have arrived. For years now, I feel like I have been putting out into the airwaves that it is time, and I remember very clearly one of the first moments that I uttered those words, sensing that in the fabric of energy that is our world. Not quite knowing what it was time for, but here we are, fast-forwarding many years. And not only is it time, but beyond time. We have just sailed past that solar eclipse, and what I was picking up from that moment, it was like a giant line drawn in the universe, dividing us from that which was to that which will be, allowing us this magnificent gift of shedding and letting go, but feeling very strongly that this new that is here for us to embrace is only here for us who take up that challenge of truly letting go. All that you have been holding on to that doesn't fit, doesn't serve you any longer. Letting it go, just putting it down. It is truly that easy. They are showing me like setting down suitcases that for some reason we feel we need to drag with us and behind us. Just put them down. Just put them down. And in days to come, I will be offering ceremonies guided for that purpose to aid in the letting go. Just taking pause for a moment as the sky brightens. Oh, now I can see. It was truly dark this morning when I crept out here. No flashlight, just taking gentle steps on the can-be treacherous lava rock. But I know my garden well, and I know my space, and call upon benevolent ancestors to guide me to the right space in this garden to connect and allow those beautiful energies of the liminal moments. They are so brief, aren't they? I'm hoping that you can hear the birds that are around me that are truly beginning their day. The frogs have quieted. It's as if a magic wand puts one orchestra to sleep, that of the night, and awakens the creatures of the day. Just such a special and magical place. And these are my moments. And today I've decided I will be visiting families that I am guided to go to see that feed me as well. A lovely morning planned with a dear person who has created such a loving space for herself, her family. So just setting an intention for your day and your movements, reminding yourself that always we can put our tasks in the hands of the angels to help us to shed this unnecessary busyness. And I'm going to pause there because the angels are redirecting me to the topic at hand, and that is the necessity for stillness. This morning I woke with just this, oh my goodness, just so strong was this message. Pulling away. How can I explain? We have all crafted the illusion of a life based on things that are out there. And what Divine Mother is saying is to go within the spaces within. She's calling you in to yourself, sisters, to the spaces within, to your wisdom. Truly, this is a time of reflection. It's digging out and reclaiming the wisdoms that lie within us. One would call them the ancient wisdoms, or the wisdoms of the indigenous peoples of this planet. That which sings in our heart. And I know even for myself, there are times that I put these magical memberings on the shelf as I dive into the world that is presented around us. And always when I put steps into that world on that path, that I come away empty, drained, because it is the reclaiming of this magical moments, of those magical spaces within us that is calling us now. And I know my magical sisters, my goodness, how many times can I say magical? I know they feel this call as well, but for each and every one of you who have found these words, what is stirring within you? Which direction is your heart pulling you? Because that is truly the direction to go. Again, sinking out of our head and into our heart space and allowing the wisdom of our hearts to guide us. So just taking pause for a moment to allow those words to sink in, and the sun is clearly rising as the sky brightens here. In this season, it goes so quickly from dark to bright. In the dark winter nights and days, it's a slower transition. Seeming the dark takes hold and wins over the light. But now it's the opposite, and the switch has been flicked. Spring and the rainy season are here. And so the sky brightens much quicker. And as I now can see in my garden, I can see my two kitties, brother and sister, the far side of the lava rock, and just jumping about, catching bugs, leaping in the air as cats do, with their like spring-like paws, don't they? And my little dog Sylvester going, why are we out here That was him jumping in the chair, going, if you're not going to let me sit on your lap, I'm going to find shelter somewhere else instead of the damp ground. He's looking at me, going, is this okay? Yes. Sit down, Sylvester. There you go, mate. The air this morning is so rich with moisture, as it has been raining and raining for some weeks now. A pause this morning in the rain, but the air is just laden with moisture. So feeling that, and just the gentle chill breeze of this morning, I'm sure at some point the clouds will part and the sun will rise. So taking stock where you are in this moment, what is coming up for you? Where are you in your journey? Remembering that an eternity can be found in this very moment. But we must claim that moment, allowing stillness in our mind, pulling it back from thoughts of yesterday or tomorrow, and being fully present. Therein lies the gift of stillness, of shedding busyness, being present for yourself in these magical moments of now. There is such power in this energy this morning, such power. It's a strong energy that's guiding us forward collectively. I'm wondering how you are feeling that energy in your life and receiving this. For some years now, I've been connecting with universal energies and sharing what I pick up. It's feeling now very, very strongly it's time to get back to that work. It's like a symphony of birds. The one in front is singing and the others behind chip in with the same song. It's so lovely. So that brings me to mind the Happy Heart Sanctuary. That is the space that I envision, that I feel called to be here in this sacred space. A space of connection, a space of devotion, a space to shed and leave the world behind so sisters can come together in community. For those in grief, women and children, a space of respite, a space to just be in this healing land, to connect with Divine Mother, and to be present for yourself, for your grief, honoring your loved ones who have gone before. All of that is woven into this space that I have been dreaming and writing about for some years now, and now finally am here in this land, and it is time. It is time to build and to create. So that work will be woven into this space here. Yes, Sylvester, you are right. And I will leave information of how you can weave your own threads into that dreaming, setting intentions to ground and anchor that vision here, allowing it to be birthed into this plane, pulling it out of the ethers now, where it has laid dormant, growing. Oh, we have a magical kitty and a magical dog vying for my lap this morning. My goodness, if I had a nickel for every time I've said magical this morning, it'd be quite a few, I think. So I'm feeling it's complete this morning. We have gone from dark to full light at this moment. Not even 6 a.m. here. I'm wishing you nothing but peace and joy for your day. Offering your heart to the angels, asking that they can help to guide your steps on this day. If you're sitting in these chill waters of grief, offering your grief to Divine Mother and asking for her help. And she reminds you always to find your special space in nature, in your area of the world. Finding a tree or river or stone, something that calls you, where you can just be with her and offering that grief to her. We will be offering again grief days here on the island, bringing women to the crater to ceremoniously offer grief to Divine Mother, to her fires. Feeling as it melts away, allowing you that gift of breath and space to breathe again, sisters. So, okay, I'm feeling... My little kitty's here, like, please, can I have a lap? Feeling that is complete. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the rainforest of the Big Island of Hawaii. And you are listening to Wisdom from the Rainforest. Wishing you joy and many blessings for a peaceful day. Aloha.